career.
How?
I got a backpack full of weed.
Rubes.
I don't know.
Church sucks.
I don't know.
Just wanted you to know that I listen to you most days on my way to teach driver's ed after I leave Shackleford.
I prefer to go by Mr. Anus.
That does not sound like a leader of men.
And I wanted you to know that I listened to your recommendations regarding good TV shows.
Thank you, Mr. Pulver.
What? Call him the Pulverizer.
No, I will not. I will not call him the Pulverizer.
A heads up for you and your listeners that they could get the complete series of The Wire on Amazon today for only $81.99 with free shipping.
See? How about that from Mr. Pulver?
That's about two-thirds off. I never watched it, so I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Although, based on your recommendation, I recorded that new Showtime show about the multi-personality mother last night.
Yes, the United States of Tara.
Yeah, I'm usually only able to listen around 4:30 when you're doing your entertainment news, but always think that here is one of Shackleford's finest doing very well.
Nookie, nookie, nookie.
Drop by sometime, and I'll show you how the old school has changed. The Pulverizer.
No, he didn't. he didn't go by that. Okay. This is a leader of men. This is a guidance counselor from my junior high.
Well, obviously you are too.
No,
I had no idea. This is great.
I mean, he's always positioned himself that way.
I'm gonna start going to you for advice. Screw therapy. Leader of men.
And, you know, I always thought that, okay, he says he used to be student body president and all that. Yeah. Fine. It's good enough for me. But now we get documentation.
All right, Gordon.
And not only was he then, but he's continuing to do so in his career.
Gordon is out here right now. Hello, Gordon.
Hi, Gordon.
Yeah. I just came out here to be led a little bit. I heard you advertised on the air as a leader of men.
But don't you guys... Okay, so... I used to care about get that
Why are
music
we playing
off.
This song?
You know what? I'm going to beat him up.
It's your song, Gordon.
Hi, Gordon.
Yeah, don't distance from it.
I actually do love that song. That was written by the great Danny from Lake Highlands.
Certainly
man,
was.
He was so productive in the '90s
before he reinvented himself.
Man.
But you know how, at some point in your life, where you cared about everything, like. Everything that I did at some point back then, especially in like 7th and 8th and 9th grade, I just cared about everything. School and sports and government and family.
If you were going to get into it, you were going to get into it full bore, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, were you like that?
I was not like that, no.
Yeah. Now, that stopped.
Hey, Gordon.
That stopped at about 17, but yeah, there was a time where I was just really into that stuff. And I look back on it and it's just weird. How into school I was and everything. I mean, it's not bad. It was great.
That's not weird at all.
It was great. I mean,
I wish I'd have been that way.
Same here. Now, I did run for student council. I did win student council before I moved here. But I didn't get to serve out my term because I moved.
Oh, man.
And then
you had to meet all new friends.
Yes, and then I went straight downhill.
Yeah.
Did you make good grades, Gordon?
I think I did before, like, about 8th grade.
But, I mean, as a high school student.
Oh, no.
Uh-uh. But, I mean, B's, C's?
C's at best.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like, I didn't even graduate on time. I had to go to summer school.
I don't believe you. Are you telling the truth?
Yeah, I swear. It's real beaten down, but I've told this on the air before. I got my diploma. I had to go up before school started the next year after summer school, and I got my diploma from a janitor out of a custodial closet where they were storing them. So beaten, and I had my high school girlfriend snap my picture. There's my arm around a guy that looked like Grady from Sanford and Son, and I'm holding my diploma looking real beaten down, and that's my graduation
picture.
Here
you go, son. Congratulations.
Wait a minute. Parents are so proud.
What voice is that?
Yeah, why did you...
Oh, Gordo, here's your diploma. Oh, what's that?
I'm just imitating Corby.
You really took it one step too far.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm going to take the Pulverizer up on his offer.
Corby
to go
Davidson,
back to
leader of white men.
Right.
I guess we'll say.
Yeah. It's very specific. I'm going to take him up on his offer. I'm going to go back to the old school.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. Have you guys been back to like your...
What is it? Shetlandville? Or what is it called?
Yeah, Shetlandville Junior High. Shackleford.
The ponies.
Shackleford.
Oh.
We're the Patriots.
Shackleford?
Yeah.
That sounds...